This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, a great cover crop and soil health initiative is receiving a huge boost from the USDA in the form of a grant. About a year ago, we heard about the partnership between the soy, corn, and pork industries being held up by the United Soybean Board, also the NCGA, and the National Pork Board. It's called the Farmers for Soil Health Initiative, and as I said, it got a big boost. We'll hear about it right after this.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Producers around the country are working to increase the number of acres using cover crops and increase the adoption of several conservation practices by 2030 through the Farmers for Soil Health Initiative. That is why the USDA has decided to help support the initiative with a grant. Jack Cornell is Director of Sustainable Supply for the United Soybean Board, and he tells us more.
We were awarded one of the largest grants, which was $95 million. And how we are using that money is to do cost share for farmers putting on cover crops, around $70 million of it, with $20 million going towards technical assistance, like helping farmers actually navigate cover crops. And then within the remaining funds is really looking at building an infrastructure for an open market trading platform, essentially allowing farmers to go in and negotiate with box companies or different companies that want to offset some of their different environmental footprint things and allow farmers to actually openly negotiate for the selling of those beans virtually to those organizations that want to offset those.
The initiative's goal of 30 million cover crop acres by 2030 is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what their goals are.
We worked with those state commodity groups. They told us what they want the technical assistance to look like. They implemented it, and then we're putting the funding structure in for that. And so what they're doing is they're helping farmers with not only cover crops and this platform, but also anything else, whether it's thinking about no-till or reduced till, but really thinking about helping farmers along their sustainability journey. And so that's really our delivery system. It's kind of unique because not only do you have national level commodity groups contributing and helping put this in the right position, we're also working together with our state commodity groups as a true partner in this and really having a lot of layers of farmer influence and farmer insights into making a top-tier program.
While this initiative has the backing of organizations like the United Soybean Board, the National Pork Board, and the National Corn Growers Association, Cornell says this is a farmer-led initiative.
So many times farmers are put in a position of price takers, not price makers. And this is an opportunity for farmers to go out there to showcase their operation and what they're doing and then actually get a fair price for them making those risks and taking on adjusting their tillage programs, putting on cover crops and actually getting paid for it and getting a fair payment for them making those decisions. And what we want to do is make sure that our program stays central to that core, but we also put in a farmer advisory panel who's going to also oversee our work and making sure that we're creating the most farmer-centric program that we can.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.